Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been nearly 3 months since the Kilauea volcano erupted in Hawaii, and lava flows are still disrupting everyday life. Lava has destroyed more than 700 homes, and recently a tourist boat got too close to the action and was hit by a lava bomb, injuring 23 people. Now there is pressure on the local government to establish a safe place where tourists can view the lava. Joining us now is Harry Kim, the mayor of Hawaii County. Mayor Kim, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
And first of all, we understand that one of the homes that was lost belonged to you.
Yeah, it was a family dream, personal dream. And yes, it was a vacation home, but not really. It was just a small little place, but it bordered the Waiopae ponds that anyone who snorkels in this island or state have heard about that. It's a beautiful, beautiful place of corals and of fish that no longer exists, obviously.
So the incredible thing about this story is that it's ongoing. The lava is still erupting and nobody knows when it is going to stop. Do you have any sense of how long this could go on?
I don't know how, you know, because I was born and raised here in 1939, and that's how old I am. And so you see, you know, took part in various degrees eruptions in that area, the most active area in the world, I think, of Kilauea. And I've never seen anything like this, and there isn't a scientist in the world that have studied these volcanoes that have seen anything like this. It's an absolutely, like, you forgot to turn off your faucet, and it's a fear realization this might last years.
Which brings us to tourism, and that's obviously a major industry there. First of all, how has it been affected so far?
Yeah, it was just in the newspaper headlines where Jack's Tours, which have been around over 50 years, have just closed their doors. Mm. They're one of the major transport companies that depend on tourism for existence. And they stated that this was because of the loss of business because of the volcano. Outside of that, you know, it just depends on what kind of business you are. But if you're a small type of business, regardless of a restaurant, retail, or anything, you've lost 60, 70, 80% of your business and more.
Do you think that it's appropriate, though, for tourists still to be going out and trying to see the lava right now while it could injure them, hurt them, as it just did with this lava bomb injuring nearly two dozen people?
Is it appropriate for people to go and see or want to go see? Absolutely. All we're trying to do here is trying to identify an area that can accompany, you know, people and make sure that it is safe. We're dealing with a high level of sulfur dioxide.
Right.
We're dealing at a very high level of fumes called laze, which is a rare phenomenon in the world when lava enters and impacts salt water, and what is created is hydrochloric acid fumes. And that is very dangerous to mankind because it emits beautiful white steam that is laced with hydrochloric acid, fine particulates, small enough for you to inhale and get embedded in your lungs.
Hmm. So when you say all of that, though, it sounds like it's not very safe still to view this lava. Have you had any luck in finding a safe spot for people to go?
We had no luck, but we thought we did, and you know, but this thing changed so dramatically that right now we have people assigned, you know, to make sure to keep abreast of things and identify potential areas that we can open up. The problem here is you can always find a place that can accompany 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 people. Well, when you open up something like that, you're dealing with thousands of people.
So what about the people who've actually not just been injured but lost their homes? What kind of help are you giving them, or what do they need at this point?
Oh, boy, that's a very complex question. Obviously, the need is based on who you are. We had a lot of farms, different kind of farms that were totally destroyed in various phases, including beautiful, beautiful orchards of the most beautiful orchids, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of them were totally destroyed by lava. Some of them were slowly destroyed because of the fumes of sulfur dioxide, combination of other gases. And others were totally isolated, but not touched, but the fumes eventually engulfed it. Now you have your papaya farmers. Oh my goodness, you know, some of them are heartbreaking because papaya farmers, it's a horrid life. Most of these, if not all of them, are small farms. We were trying to help this one farmer out to find a way to get them in so they could harvest their papayas, and it was just not a successful do so. But right now, most of them, if not all of them, final decisions are not there yet because we're still in the emergency response. We're still dealing with a hazard. We don't know where the end is.
Right. Well, I hope the end comes soon and that this lava stops erupting. But, of course, as you've said, we have no idea how long it will continue. Harry Kim, mayor of Hawaii County in Hawaii, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it.